Safety, dependability, and power. Chevy Silverado isn't happy unless the work is hard and the day is long. No wonder Silverado is America's number one best-selling retail pickup truck. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com and put a Silverado in your toolbox.
Let's get some extremely local news from Jen Sabella at Block Club Chicago. Morning, Jen. Tell us about Sundays on State.
Good morning, Bob. Yeah, this summer, the city is trying to get people downtown again, as you probably are aware. Downtown has been a little bit empty lately since the pandemic. And even now, as things reopen, I know my office is like a ghost town still. Mm-hmm. So every Sunday, they are having block parties in the middle of State Street, shutting it down to traffic. There'll be live music, food, different performances, and if you do register in advance to attend, you could win a $1,000 gift card that would help you stay downtown at a hotel and, you know, just have a wild night out downtown. Yeah. So they're just trying to get people Sundays and on the weekends during summer back to, you know, go to these restaurants, go to these businesses that have suffered so much in the last year.
And that starts July 11, right?
Yes, and it's only on select Sundays. If you go to our website or Google Sundays on State, you'll find the full list of dates throughout the summer.
In West Garfield Park, a West Side Business Corridor could become an outdoor roller rink. Is this really going to happen?
This is sounding like it's really going to happen. They just got approval for some funding through City Council, a City Council committee this week, and the full council will have to vote on it next week, but it has a lot of support in the City Council, and it would use $1.5 million in cannabis tax revenue to fund this roller rink that would have also fitness facilities, a park, a concession stand. And the thought is this area has been a problem for drug dealing and illegal gun activity, and just bringing people out and getting more people to do something positive in the area will kind of drive out some of that negative activity. And there was, if you remember, there was a mass shooting on Tuesday night right near where this would be. And our reporter, Pascal Sabino, talked to some locals, and they said, you know, the more that we invest in the area and bring something positive, the less we'll see of these shootings, hopefully. So it's on its way to being approved, and it could start construction this summer.
And that would be at 4008 West Madison. And on the west side, a nonprofit needs help. Tell us how people can get involved here, Jen.
Yes, this group, The Block, they're really cool. They are based in West Humboldt Park in an old church, the Mission of Christ Evangelical Lutheran Church, and they teach kids boxing, and they also have educational classes for Westside kids. It's really cool just getting kids into athletics instead of, like, hanging out after and not really having anything to do after school. And they were robbed of their van and laptops and all the stuff they use for their programming. It's such a bummer, and they're the people who keep showing up and keep trying to make, you know, positive changes in their neighborhood. So if you have a few bucks and you want to help them out, you can go to theblockchicago.org and donate. It's the theblockchicago.org.
I have a better idea. Go to blockclubchicago.org. How's that?
That's great. And then you can click on our story and go to their website.
Thank you, Jen. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Great,
extremely local news sponsored by Riverboat Twilight. Extremely Happy Travel is back. Secure your cruise today at riverboattwilight.com.